It is that peace through Jesus that provides that peace which is supernatural, surpasses all human understanding. So the question is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord? Have you said yes to it? Listen, salvation is not by osmosis.
For more expository preaching from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, tune in weeknights at 9 and Saturday mornings at 9 on The Truth.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. We're looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on a very, very serious issue today. What about revoking visas? Should America have secure borders? Should President Trump be revoking visas? From a Christian perspective, from a conservative's perspective, from a patriot's perspective, from a central biblicist perspective, how should we respond? What should we think, say, or do? It's a mixed emotion out there. There are a lot of people that are saying, in fact, some pastors that have a number of these that are illegal immigrants or invaders, as I call them, even in their churches, they're loving on them. They're preaching the gospel to them. They have empathy for them. But should they say that they should not fall under the letter of the law? Should it be on the basis that because we love them, we pray for them, we want to see them saved, want to see them serve the Lord Jesus Christ, but if they entered illegally, and now President Trump is saying we're going to clean up the illegal aspect, we're going to clean house and send those back. And by the way, the present rate of deportations, if we continue at that rate, it wouldn't take but about 100 years. Did you hear what I said? Wouldn't take but about 100 years to deport all of the illegals that's in America today. Why is that so? Because each and every time Trump tries to deport a certain class, a certain area, a certain group, there are those that say no, 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 and judges that will get, stop orders to stop them on some technicality, and it will stop the process, and it's the process that the Democrats are using to slow walk until hopefully they will win again in the midterm election, that they then will stop everything that's called deportation. That's what the Democrats want. That's what they're looking for. That's what the judges are trying to accomplish when they get the judgment against Trump or some action against him where a suit taking place to prevent him from moving forward. I believe Santiago is on the line. Santiago, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Gambler. I believe every country has their own law. We have to obey the law. They've been established, and even the president of the United States have to follow the law. That's the only reason that we can continue. You know, if we're going to start getting everybody here, it's like those, I can use the soldier ants, that they go to a place and they destroy everything. We have to have a control. If we don't have a control, we lose it. God bless you. That's my comment, Dr. Young.
Santiago, you're on target. May your tribe increase. I see what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying, and you're spot on with your statements. We have the laws that needs to be upheld, and if we do not, America will not be able to survive with the different contentions, the different factions, with people coming in from around the globe that will not assimilate for the most part, and the lack of assimilation with the idea that we're going to set up our own city, our own camp, our own ethnic groups, our own rules and regulations, and we're going to disregard the Constitution, the rules, the regulations, the laws of America. That's what we see happening. It is degrading, destroying, and eviscerating what's called the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. And I'm concerned about that aspect of it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't say that I go to bed at night and I worry about it, I'm anxious over it, and I lose sleep over it. I don't. But I'm wanted to talk about it and to open the Pandora's box, if you will, for us to be able to discuss it and find out, where do you stand? 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, the problem is, just like we're talking about now, with the temporary protective status of the Haitians, it's somewhere between 250,000 and 300,000 people. And now the hue and cry is from the socialist, Marxist, communist on the left, that if we send all of those back, because as they tell it, I don't know the numbers, as they, the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats, they tell us that we'll lose all of our workers in our hospitals, that some of the nurses, doctors, and some of the attendants are from Haiti, and if we send them all back, our hospitals will implode, the medical care will implode, we'll have to close hospitals down, doctors won't have help, et cetera, et cetera. Do you believe that? Do we? Is it possible that we do not have enough Americans that are citizens trained that can carry out that task? Is it possible that we have depleted every status and stand of those in the med schools and the tech schools and the nursing schools, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that could fill those positions? Is that what we're being told? Should we believe that? Is that possible? That true? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, leftists lose major fight against Trump's immigration enforcement agenda. Judge rules state officials overstepped authority with demands for increased oversight of federal facilities. Colorado's current attorney general has sued President Trump dozens of times, making it his prime talking point in his current political campaign. The leftists in the state of Colorado have long fought President Trump and his efforts for America. The all-Democrat state Supreme Court justices even tried to banish him from the 2024 ballot before getting their hands slapped by the U.S. Supreme Court. Governor Jared Polis has schemed with State Attorney General Paul Weiser, both Democrats, to launch dozens and dozens and dozens of lawsuits against the president. They were trying to ramp up oversight of the Federal Immigration Customs Enforcement Detention Center, but federal judge, and I'm not calling his name, issued a preliminary injunction against them because the state likely, quote, listen, overstepped its authority. Now, I'll pause there for a moment. The state does not have an authority to intervene and stop the president with foreign affairs or any of the things that the president has the authority to do under Article 2 in our Constitution. This article further says, the judge said Colorado likely crossed, just said, previous paragraph said likely overstepped their authority. Next paragraph says, the Colorado officials likely crossed a constitutional line with state law by imposing new requirements specifically targeting the group's ICE Processing Center, which operates under the federal contract, and its state's lone ICE Detention Center, according to Fox News. The errant law was signed by Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat who claims to claim to fame is that he is a homosexual governor. Isn't that a great claim to fame? Ladies and gentlemen, the point being, what we're looking at today is President Trump trying to carry out his responsibility in protecting America, protecting the morals, ethics, and values in America, trying to deport and remove those that are the rapers, robbers, thieves, murderers, etc., that's been destroying the way of life in America since they started the invasion process. And yet the socialist Marxist communists on the left say that President Trump cannot deport anybody. Several, ladies and gentlemen, that recently have been murdered, raped or robbed or pillaged in some fashion, coming from the illegal invaders, had they been locked up and sent back home, deported when they crossed the border under the Biden administration, it would have saved dozens and dozens of lives and perhaps millions upon millions of dollars, and surely would have saved hundreds of billions of dollars that fraud has taken, especially out of California, out of Minnesota, out of New York City, out of some other states and cities, blue states and cities in particular, across America. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, President Trump will deport about 200,000 business and tourist visas. About 200,000 business and tourist. Not all, listen, we're transitioning now from the 250,000 to 300,000 Haitians under the temporary protective status. Now Trump is talking about revoking 200,000 approximately visas. Listen to this. Trump administration to carry out the largest mass visa revocation in American history. The Trump administration is preparing to revoke the business and tourist visas of as many as 200,000 foreigners who entered the United States as temporary visitors and later sought asylum, escalating its campaign to restore control over the immigration system systematically being abused for years. It carried out the projected scale, if carried out on the projected scale, the action would amount to the largest mass visa revocation in American history. State Department documents cited by the Associated Press show the measure would apply to B1 and B2 visas issued between 2016 and 2026. Officials expect the State Department and the Homeland Security Department to carry out the revocation jointly on a rolling basis. Quote, we're coordinating with the DHS to identify and revoke the non-immigrant visas of foreigners who have come to the United States claiming, hear this, claiming to be short-term visitors, but then file, then, that is time to get across the borders, time to get into America, file for some type asylum program to stay here permanently. The State Department spokesman said he declined to give a final number because the review is still underway. But visas are intended for temporary business travel, while B2 visas cover tourism, family visits, and medical treatment. Applicants are expected to prove they plan to leave the United States rather than use temporary admission to enter and then ask for permanent settlement. The article goes, massive, massive article about that. Ladies and gentlemen, the point being, should President Trump revoke visas of those that have come for short-term business, but then immediately file an application for asylum in America? That's what you call a fraudulent application. That's what you call entering America under the lies and deception into our nation. I say that he's right in doing so. Here's the point, ladies and gentlemen. Right at this very moment, we have multitudes, perhaps hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions, in my most humble opinion, qualified American workers that are being displaced from their jobs, from their work, from their professions as a result of the inundation of the American marketplace with illegal invaders coming in. Now, I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm not saying all of them are horrible people. I'm saying it's a system that we have in America, and if it's the system, the legal system of immigration, I'm saying that from the Christian perspective, the biblical perspective, the central biblicist viewpoint, we need to view it as those that are coming are disobeying and breaking the law. And if we're a nation of laws, then we need to obey the laws that the nation sets forth for us to obey. And so I'm with President Trump in doing that. I'm with him. I stand with him on the deportation of about 250,000 to 300,000 on the temporary protection status going back to Haiti or wherever they want to go. I'm for him taking the position of about 200,000 visas of the business B1 and B2 that's come in under false pretense and then want us to shelter them, protect them, and give them special status. Here's another headline on the same subject. It says Trump administration planning to revoke thousands of visas linked to fraud. And ladies and gentlemen, fraud is the key element. If they come in saying one thing and they're doing another thing, that's fraud. I recall, if I can touch on this before we take our next caller, I can recall I reckon about 20 years ago, our college and university, since been in operation since about 42 years now, I can recall about 20 plus years ago where we were bringing in students from around the globe on a student visa on a ministry workers visa, for the most part we used. And multitudes of them would get here on the basis that they're coming to study, coming to sit in the classroom and to study the Bible and to get their credentials to preach the word. Only to find out once they got here, they might sit in the classroom 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks out of the semester, the 16-week semester, and then stay just a part-time and then disappear into the network in America. On one occasion when I discovered that, I sent a notification back to INS. This is where they are. This is what they've done. They've dropped out. They're not in the classroom. Pick them up and send them back. INS did nothing. We have a faulty system, and it's being taken advantage of by those who want to come in and bilk America for what they can get out of it, or by fraud, deceit, and deception, come in and then claim that they can't go back home because they might get murdered, or somehow, some way, it's bad for them. I am for, ladies and gentlemen, the cracking down on the fraudulent visas by the illegal invaders that's coming in under false pretense and that's destroying our immigration system and thus destroying humanity, the morals, ethics, and values in America. You can find, if you find these where 80% on welfare of some type, on some type of social system, it's milking the funds out of the system that every citizen deserves and ought to be able to get. But what I'm finding is more and more of the citizens are being shorted on their Social Security, being shorted on their Medicare, being shorted on the services that they deserve, and yet that's being handed out by the billions to the illegal invaders. There's where the deficit comes in. There's where the problem lies, not from the standpoint of trying to be bad people against good people, as the socialist, Marxist, communist would have you to believe. They're called Democrats. Now they're basically dropping under the, the umbrella of the Democratic Socialists of America. They're not outing them. They're embracing them. And so we don't have, no longer do we have a true, quote, Democrat party. We have a Democratic Socialist of America party. That's the new party today. I believe we have Dr. Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, how are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. Very good. Very good. Thank God. You know, I am so very much in favor of President Trump doing whatever is necessary to purge this system of so much abuse and the different things that are going on here in our country. And if you consider his first election, he couldn't even tell who were his friends in his first administration. So after he got reelected, then he began to clean house and then started getting some things on track. But even right now, he's facing a lot of resistance against doing whatever it takes to get these people out of the system, because that's exactly what they're doing. They have come in and they have learned the ropes, and they are taking advantage of the government in America, the things that are available to the American people. And I'm so sick and tired of seeing people. I mean, all around me, people. I know some people personally that have been shorted of their benefits that they have been getting for the balance of it, well, for the greater part of their lives, even up until right now. And so when you consider everybody that's getting shorted because of this, I'm very much in favor of him doing whatever it takes to get this situation straightened out.
Absolutely. And Dr. Davis, one of the things I'm sure that you're aware of is the fact that it's projected by 2030, 2033 at the very latest, the Social Security Administration will be 100% belly up, bankrupt. And it's because right now the mega, mega millions of people that's drawing from Social Security that never paid in a dime, it's become a welfare program for the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat invaders that are coming into America, and for the Islamic jihadists that's coming into America, drawing the money, the funds that was paid into by workers of America coming out of their paychecks. I'm for what he's doing, just exactly as you said. And there's another element, Dr. Davis, I could take your time for another moment and then let you go. There's another element with the visas. It's called the H-1B visas. The H-1B visas, most Americans have not heard of it. H-1B visa It's where a large corporate entity, a huge corporate entity, one that employs thousands of people, and it could be major, major professional businesses, it could be some of the social media platforms, it could be the medical association, hospitals, et cetera, an association of doctors. They can buy a visa at this moment. They can buy a visa for a person coming in from China or from India or from other parts of the world. They can buy that visa for $100,000. That person come to work for that company at 25 cents on the dollar. It is called indentured slavery for them to hold that visa over that worker's head, because as long as that visa is over that worker's head, he cannot quit, he cannot change jobs, he's got to stay in that same rut as an indentured servant because of it. I'm against the H-1B visa, and I'm reading an article and get your take on it. House Republican Greg Stubbe, he's out of Florida, introduced a bill to nix NIX, controversial H-1B visa program. American workers have been ripped off by the corrupt H-1B visa program for far too long, Stubbe said. The article reads, Republican Representative Greg Stubbe of Florida has introduced legislation aimed to eliminate the nation's controversial H-1B visa program. This visa prioritizes foreign labor over the well-being and the prosperity of American citizens. It undermines our values. It undermines our national interest, Representative Stubbe said, according to the press release. Our workers and young people continue to be displaced, disenfranchised by the H-1B visa program that awards corporations and foreign competitors at the expense of our workforce in America. We cannot preserve the American dream for our children while forfeiting their share to non-citizens. That's why I'm introducing the Excellent Act, it's called EXA Act, to put workers of America first again, the congressman said in his statement. This act, he said, in short, ending Exploitative Imported Labor Exemption Act. In September, President Donald Trump issued a proclamation to require a $100,000 payment for each petition of the H-1B visa, end quote. So, Dr. Davis, here's the point. Let me give you a summary and then couch the question. Most of us can go to the hospitals, doctor, medical associations, et cetera, and find that the overwhelming number of those that are the doctors or the nurses or the attendants are not from America. What is unknown to the average public is most of them do not have American citizenship. Most of them are here because the company they work for bought the visa, and they're indentured slaves working on that visa. I read one article about one major hospital association group that's paying their doctors between $50,000 and $70,000. Those same doctors that are not indentured slaves, if they're American citizens, they'd be making between $150,000 to $250,000 a year. It's displacing the possibility of our younger generation today going to med school, going to nursing school, and getting credentials and degrees to work in the medical association. Also, multitudes of them like Meta and Google and others, they're firing hundreds of thousands of workers and using the H-1B visa, of which they can afford. Meta, for example, that's worth several $1 trillion, can afford to pay $100,000 per visa and bring those workers in and displace American workers. Now, from a Christian perspective, from the morals, ethics, and values of a Christian perspective, Dr. Davis, what should be done? Should that program continue or be canned?
Well, once again, Dr. Youngblood, my thing is with that, let me just say this to our young Americans, the young generation. You better protect your job. I mean, if you have a job right now, you better go to work. You better be there like you should. You better be a trustworthy person that can be a part of the solution for the job that you're working on and not become a part of the problem. Because so many times right now, I look at the young Americans right now, and I try to encourage them each and every time when I run across them to please go to work. Once again, you said this about the Social Security system. If you're not working and have a job where they're taking out and putting it into the system, when it comes down time for you to grow old, and whether you believe it or not, if you live long enough, one day you're going to be an old person. You're going to be standing right where we are. You're going to be a senior.
Now, be careful. Be careful with that. Be careful now, Dr. Davis, with that term "old." Go ahead.
Well, I had to flip that over to senior citizen. So okay. Quite natural. I mean, if you live to become a senior citizen, then one day you're going to need something that you can draw from. If you have put something into the system, then, of course, you can draw something away from that. So that's why I try to encourage them today. Go to work, get a job, protect your job, do your part as an American citizen, pay your taxes, et cetera, et cetera. Most of all, trust in God, believe in his word, support our government system. Let's make sure that we're doing our part that we're supposed to be doing as Americans. Now, on the other hand, I don't believe that if you're not an American, you shouldn't have a right to hold an American job. You should not have a right to go to a public institution and become educated, because once again, this is what these people are doing. They're learning the ropes, and they're using the ropes against the system. So we need to understand these are the kind of people that will not become a productive part of the American fabric that it took to make this country. We definitely need to weed them out. So I'm with President Trump. Whatever it takes to get the job done, let's get it done.
Amen, brother. Well said. Dr. Davis, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today as you keep looking up. Have a wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What say you? We're talking about today, what about revoking visas? Should America have secure borders? Should the president have the authority, by the way, he does, should he be allowed his authority to do the revoking of the visas through the State Department, through Marco Rubio and others that's under in his orbit? Should he have that authority to do so, or should he be blocked by a federal judge or for a circuit judge in some city, state, or county to do so? Here's another aspect of that, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a headline that says, Children of Invaders... Listen, children of invaders to be excluded from U.S. citizenship under brand new proposal in Congress. The Supreme Court's birthright citizenship decision was an unprecedented assault on American sovereignty, and we must do whatever it takes to save our country. Here's the article. Babies born to invaders should... soon could be excluded from the birthright citizenship 14th Amendment grants. According to the legislative proposal to address the problem raised by President Donald Trump in his executive order on dispute. And it goes on to talk about the fact that there's legislation now that's working its way through the system that will say that if a person comes in that's illegal and they have a baby, that baby by legislation and by law would not be an American citizen. They're having to do that to overcome the illegal, the unconstitutional move by the U.S. Supreme Court that says the 14th Amendment allows illegal invaders to come in and have a baby, and that baby becomes an American citizen. So President Trump is trying to carry out every aspect of the law as he can under the Constitution to protect the United States of America. If we do not have a constitutional republic, we'll have no church, no citizenship for Americans. We'd have no opportunity to witness. We'd have no such thing as Christ in the church. So we need to pray. Keep looking up. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to your meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.